Hello, everyone, and welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and we have a great show for you today. First, we're going to look at how Kevin Durant requested a trade out of Brooklyn and what that did to shake up the NBA futures markets for next year's championship odds. Then my friend, former Jet Eric Coleman, joins us to preview the one team that had everybody talking after this year's draft. And of course, we're going to get into some Moxie mailbag. You guys ask some questions and we have answers for you. But before we get started, we're going to get going with my Mox thought of the day. So the big news, of course, is Kevin Durant. He has requested a trade out of Brooklyn, and Woj reported that the Heat and the Suns are the two teams on his favorite wish list so far. So, of course, that's changed the odds, right? The Suns have now skyrocketed to win the NBA championship on Caesars Sportsbook. So the question is, the Suns' odds have improved up to plus 600. Are they worth putting money on today? I'm going to say no for this one. One, this is just the beginning of free agency. We're going to see a bumpier ride as this goes in. And look, it's got to make sense for the Nets. Just because he has requested a trade doesn't mean that he's going to get it. We saw this a lot with the NFL, with Deebo Samuel and Baker Mayfield and God knows who else. I would not be surprised if Kevin Durant doesn't actually move. If we look at the Suns, they would have to give up Devin Booker, and they're not going to give up Devin Booker. If we look at the Heat, what are they going to give up? Jimmy Buckets? Like, the amount of things that have to be given up to get a caliber of Kevin Durant, I just don't see any of the teams that Kevin Durant wants to go to giving up what is necessary to do that. So I think it would behoove the Nets to figure this out and try to keep him for another year. So I'm going to say no on this. But let's flip things over and let's bring in our guest. I'm so excited. My co-host on the Betting Exchange and the Better Hour at MSG Networks, former Jet and gambling expert and all-around incredible human being, Eric Coleman, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Katie, and congratulations on the new show. I know it's going to be amazing. I love working with you. I'm excited to get into some sports talk with you today.
All right, Eric, you heard my thoughts on if you should put money on the Suns. What do you think?
I agree with you. You know, the Suns have a long ways to go. They went to the Western Conference Finals. They were a team that I was rooting for all season. I thought they were going to win the championship and represent the West. But, you know, it's tough to get back. You know, everyone says, oh, you know, we made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. It's just an automatic that we're going to make it this year. But if you look at free agency, all these teams are gearing up. Everyone's loading up. It's going to be a tough ride. You don't know if DeAndre Ayton is coming back. Chris Paul isn't getting any younger. And we know how great Devin Booker is, but he can't do it on his own.
No. He definitely can't, but I still just don't see KD going there. That's just going to be an interesting thing for me. So I think you're right, and I'm glad that you agree, that hammering the Suns right now on the thought that maybe KD goes there is not the right thing to do. And just to wait, see how things settle out before you put any money down. But look, we also saw that the Heat odds to win the championship jumped, and they're all the way at plus 900 now. Would you put your money on them? This is a team that I was pretty hot on all year.
Well, you know, the Nets, they've said they want two all-star players. And what are the Heat going to get rid of Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, you know, to get Kevin Durant? I mean, listen, Kevin Durant is a great player, but what do you have left? You know, you have Kevin Durant and a bunch of guys, a bunch of role players. So I don't think that the appeal is there. Although they may end up finding a way. There's so many different ways that you can make these trades happen, three-way trades and things like that. But if I'm betting and I'm looking at, you know, the odds getting better just because a player might be there, I'm probably going to stay away from it unless you're just putting a couple dollars on it.
I agree. Look, I like the Heat already, like as a future. It wasn't my top future. I obviously like the Bucks if we're going anyone from the East to get into the finals. But I do think the Heat, again, disrespected these odds at plus 900. It might be worth a little bit of a sprinkle just because they were so battle-tested in the last year. They were without a lot of their star players. They still did so well. They got all the way to the conference finals. They had the number one seed. So, and especially now if there's all this shakeup with the Nets, their odds in the East could go up a little bit, but I agree with you. They're not giving up anything to get KD, so I wouldn't necessarily put anything on that quite yet. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app ever, and honestly, the only one you need. It's not just about the big bonuses and boosts and promos that you get. It's the fact that every time you bet, whether you win or lose, you're earning towards the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. That's because when you download the Caesars Sportsbook app, you become a Caesars Rewards member, and that means perks. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now it's time for a new segment that we like to call Snapshot for a betting preview of a team. And since Eric's here, our Jets insider, it makes the most sense to take a look at the Jets. So it's season two for Zach Wilson. They had a great offseason, obviously, surrounding him with the pieces that he needs. They're over under for win totals in the next season. It's still just at 5.5. Are you taking the over, which is at -175, or the under at +150 on the Jets wins at 5.5?
Oh, you know I'm taking the over.
I knew it.
You know, one, you know, as a former Jet, I have a bias, you know, working with the team. But in all actuality, I think that they will get over 5.5 wins. They put together a great defense. You know, Quinnen Williams is running that defensive line. He's a great player, Pro Bowl caliber player. C.J. Mosley at the linebacker position. And then you add a guy like Sauce Gardner, D.J. Reed in the secondary. I think their defense, their secondary has got shored up quite a bit. And then offensively, look at that offensive line. You got Mekhi Becton, you know, coming back in shape and motivated. Elijah Vera Tucker. The offensive line looks very strong right now. They get Breece Hall in the draft, a ton of weapons at receiver, and it's going to be up to Zach Wilson. Can he make that next step this year in his second season? He doesn't have any excuses now. He got a great line, a nice run game, a bevy of receivers to throw the ball to. Can he make it happen in that second year? That's going to be the big question.
That is going to be the big question. And I'm not as confident as you are in this. And the only reason being, well, obviously, you know, I love Robert Saleh. I love him. I do think that the Jets won the draft hands down, all the points that you just made. But when I look at this schedule, Eric, this is a gauntlet. I mean, this is a really tough schedule. You got the Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Bills, all the way before they get a bye week. So for me, at the -175 mark, I'm going to have to say no and go under the 5.5 wins. It's at +150. If any of it is getting my money, just based on this schedule. This is a crazy schedule, especially for a team like the Jets. I mean, I know that they're in a pretty tough division right now, but I would think that based on the way that things shaked out last year, that they would get a little bit of an easier schedule. But all the way up into the bye week, I mean, they are going to get smashed with extremely hard competition.
Yeah, I mean, they do have a gauntlet of a schedule to handle, especially at the beginning of the season. But you look at when they play the Browns, they're playing them early in the season. They may be without Deshaun Watson. That helps their odds a little bit. True. But the Browns still have a great run game. They have a great defense. That's going to be a tough challenge. I kind of look at it like they're a young team. And sometimes as young teams, they don't know that they're not supposed to win a game. They just play hard. They do things the right way. And playing hard and fast will get you a couple of the wins like it did last year against the Titans, like it did against the Bengals last season. So I think the Jets can come up with a couple of wins before that bye and then down the stretch end up with 4 or 5 wins to get them over that 5.5.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, when I looked at this, the only two games that I feel completely confident that they can win are, of course, the Jags and Seattle, because Seattle's just like a dumpster fire at this point. But you're right. I mean, the Jets do surprise you. They squeak out those wins. Remember the big Mike White hype of last year? I mean, that was super exciting for a couple games there. But okay, I can agree with you. I just don't know if I can get behind the -175 mark, but I can agree with you that they can get probably just at or just over the 5.5 mark. I still think there's better value on the under, but I absolutely hear you. All right, let's get into topic number two. I mentioned the great offseason. A huge part of that was the incredible draft that they had with 3 first-round selections. So let's take a look at Rookie of the Year and start with the offense. They got wide receiver Garrett Wilson and running back Breece Hall that are both tied for 3rd to win the award at +800. Which one are you putting your money on?
You know, I like the Breece Hall selection. I think that he is a durable back, an every down back that can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run in between the tackles. They've shored up their offensive line, so I think that he's going to have a lot of opportunity between he and Michael Carter to run the ball. And if he has a great year, the Jets have success and they get over that 5.5 win mark, I think you'll be looking at Breece Hall at the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I agree with you. And especially when I was looking back at kind of the trends for Offensive Rookie of the Year, it's mostly quarterbacks and running backs. For a wide receiver to get it, they have to be absolutely spectacular. Jamar Chase just got it. He had nearly 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns last season. Before that, the last wide receiver was OBJ in 2014. Running backs have actually won 4 of the last 8 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year awards. He is this crazy dual threat, so I think he probably has the best chance. If they have the same exact odds, I agree with you, and I would definitely go with Breece Hall as well, +800. All right, so let's stick with Breece Hall for a moment. The Jets got a very solid rookie season from Michael Carter last year. He rushed for 639 yards, and they drafted Hall to complement him. So here's the question. Hall's rushing yards is set to a whopping 845.5. Are you taking that over or under, both set to -110 on Caesars Sportsbook?
Oh, I mean, that's a lot of yards. I'm going to say under just because of the fact that Michael Carter is going to be getting a lot of carries as well. I think Breece Hall is going to have an excellent season, but 800 yards, I think that's lofty. I think he'll have a lot of receiving yards, maybe total yards he'll have over that. But I think that's a lot to ask for a rookie.
I agree with you. So last year in college, he had 1,472 rushing yards. But to your point, he's going to be splitting that time with Michael Carter. And there is a total big difference, and you can attest to this, between college and the NFL, especially when it comes to the defense. Like, you're playing with the big boys now, so you're not going to get as much as you did in college. Plus, you're going to be splitting the carries with Michael Carter.
Yeah, I mean, in college, you see a hole, you can run through it, you can outrun a lot of guys. But in the NFL, you have to create the hole. You have to feel the hole before it comes, because by the time you get to it, it's going to be gone because the speed of the game is that fast.
Yeah, agree, 100%. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at defense, where edge rusher Jermaine Johnson is listed at +900, and the Jets' first overall pick, Sauce Gardner, is at +1,000. Which one are you putting your money on for Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Ooh, you know, I would go with Sauce Gardner for the fact that, you know, look at the teams that they play. They play a lot of passing teams. He's going to have a lot of opportunity to make some big plays and make a name for himself. And at that cornerback position, I mean, you're looking at, you know, if you get 8 interceptions, you know, you get 7-8 interceptions in the season, you're an all pro, you're a pro bowler. He's going to have a lot of opportunities. They're going to be testing out the rookie. And with the pressure they're going to apply up front, I think he'll have some opportunities to make some plays.
I agree with you. One, I just like his name, Sauce Gardner. I mean, you got to go with the sauce on this one. And to your point, the Jets pass defense ranked in the bottom of the league in 2021. So he's going to be put to the test very early, and he's going to play a lot of games. And I will say that the voting tends to skew towards edge rushers and quarterbacks in 6 of the last 7 winners. So it makes sense that these two guys are up there, but I think he's going to start out fast and start out strong. So I like Sauce as well. I'm going to pour a little bit of sauce on the sauce for Sauce Gardner. So finally, the Jets have the longest active playoff drought in the NFL of 11 years. The odds are for them to make the playoffs, no, at -1,000, or yes, at +650. Are the Jets making the playoffs?
Ooh, Katie, as much as I want my Jets to make the playoffs, and as much as I want to root for them, I'm going to be rooting for them. I think that's a tall task. I mean, you look at the AFC East right now, and, you know, the Buffalo Bills are one of the top teams in the league right now.
Yep.
You look at the Patriots, they're just knocking on the door, trying to get better. The Dolphins got better. So they're going to have a tough division in itself. And let's not forget about the rest of the AFC, which has so many great teams. So I think it's going to be tough. I think they'll have a successful year for them. They're just going to keep moving for that goal. I think next year is that year that you talk about the Jets making the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so too. They got a lot of rookies coming up this year. There's going to be a lot of learning. But I do think in the next couple of years, with the way that they drafted, the Jets are going to be a threat, but probably not this year. Now, I don't think either of us would take that bet at -1,000. However, you know, this is maybe one we'd lay off, but we don't think the Jets are going that far this year, but very promising for the Jets. Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. And now we're going to get into Moxie Mailbag. So you guys asked us some questions and we're going to give you some answers. Brian Winhurst said that the Lakers have enough to put together a package for Durant and Kyrie if they want to stay together. Not the first time we've heard of the Lakers and trade rumors this offseason. Is it worth it to place a bet on the Lakers to win the championship at plus 1,000? I would say no, because I think the Lakers are still a huge mess. And they got all of these veteran, incredible players last season, and it didn't work out. It's all about chemistry. And I do know that Kyrie and LeBron played together, but I feel like there was a little bit of turmoil there. I don't think that just cherry-picking great players and putting them all together necessarily works. So I'm going to say absolutely not. I'm putting money on the Lakers. Eric, what do you think?
I mean, I agree with you. I wouldn't put any money on that one. You still have Golden State. We talked about Phoenix earlier. There are so many teams in the West, Dallas, that are getting better in that play. They play as a unit. They play as a team. And I think that playing as a team with some great players is always going to overpower just putting some stars together and hoping that it works.
Yeah, and it didn't work last season. So I just feel like they're such a mess. I know they're getting a new coach. I think they'll be a little bit more competitive. But to your point, the Western Conference is fully stacked. They don't have time to play catch up the way they have been. Okay, James from Flushing asks, Max Scherzer said he was good to go after his last rehab start, and Jacob DeGrom will begin a rehab assignment shortly. Is now the time to bet the Mets at plus 700 to win the World Series? I would say yes, based on the odds at plus 700. The Mets have surprised everyone this year, but I'm still hot on the Yankees. I think the Yankees are going all the way this year, but at these odds at plus 700, considering they have two of the best pitchers in the league, I'd say yes.
Yeah, I agree. I would put a little money on that. The Mets have been a great team so far with the injured bullpen. They're offensively, they've been leading the league in a lot of stats. And then once you get Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom back into the fold when they're healthy, that bullpen is going to be strong. It's going to be tough to outscore them. And I think I'll put some money on the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, right? Okay, Eric, thank you so much for joining us today. You can catch him every weekday at 5 o'clock on the Better Hour at MSG Networks. You can follow him at Eric Coleman on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for coming and dropping all of your Jets knowledge on us. I hope they have a good season.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Katie, and best of luck with the show, and have a great 4th of July.
Yes, have a great 4th of July. Before we say goodbye, make sure that you hit me up at Katie Mox on Twitter, because we could be answering any of your gambling questions in our mailbag. This has been Moxie Betts, presented by Caesar Sportsbook.